This is VK6 Amateur Radio News with News West for Sunday, the 9th of October 2022. Today is the contesting edition of News West, and there's news and information about contests coming up in the near future. And this week we talk a lot about Perth Tech because it's coming up real fast. The program is excellent, jam-packed with interesting presenters, and it's the best food that you'll get at an amateur radio event, plus we've got two presidents. The team this week is Paul, VK6, EMD, a couple of guest presenters, and I'm Bob, VK6PRP, the News West producer. I have with me Justin, November 9, Tango, Tango, Kilo. And Justin lives in Indianapolis in the USA. And he's kindly agreed to present a segment on contesting for Perth Tech. So I'll hand it over to Justin to tell us about his career in amateur radio. Can't be that long because he's half my age. Yeah, over to you, Justin. Could you like to tell us about your entry into amateur radio and where you've taken it?
Yeah, very good. Thanks for having me. Yeah, my name's Justin Ogle. I'm 32 years old, and I've been in amateur radio for almost 3 years. I was licensed in March of 2020 as KD9PLD and got the vanity call just this year in May, N9TTK. So this is my first year of really serious contesting, really taking it serious this year. Last year, I did a lot of search and pounce. I was really working on DXCC and things like that. Working on antenna systems and really figuring out how to line out my system, get my station working as best as possible for both DX contest and domestic. Mainly a CW operator. That's my favorite mode, but I will do any other mode there is as far as contesting, RDI and sideband as well. So,
oh, that's great. What got you involved in contesting? What gained your interest there?
Initially, it was to work new DXCC and to just work new countries. And then the competitive side of it really interests me, especially with when it comes to running like single op to radio, which I've been doing quite a bit. And then with RDI contests, I'll do 2BSIQ, which is two bands, synchronized interweave QSO. So I'm actually running on two bands, you know, in between each other. Calling CQ on both bands, and it keeps you busy, and it's a lot of fun, and just trying to beat your own score year after year is another thing.
Well, we're looking forward to hearing from you at Perth Tech, and for listeners out there, Justin will be beamed in via Zoom to the live audience at Perth Tech on the big screen. So if you haven't registered yet for Perth Tech, you're going to miss out on hearing Justin talk about contesting. Thanks very much, Justin, and we look forward to hearing from you in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and I'm looking forward to speaking at Perth Tech.
In the past few months, we have promoted a new Australian contest logger, YACL, yet another contest logger, which was designed to replace the VK6 contest logger, which stopped development after the death of its author. Doug, VK4ADC, has been developing YACL to have a similar look and feel to VKCL, with many enhanced features included. Unfortunately, Doug has announced that due to family health issues, development of YACL has been suspended, so for the moment, it's a case of watch this space. We wish Doug and his family all of the best.
After many months of preparation, we're pleased to announce that the program for Perth Tech is now finalised with a whole 2 weeks to spare. I'm very grateful to those amateurs who have volunteered to present at Perth Tech, and you will be too, because if they weren't coming, you might have had to listen to me droning on for 8 hours. And as much as I know that you'd really look forward to that prospect, I made other plans, so sorry to disappoint you. To console you for your disappointment, Perth Tech offers you a varied group of amateurs, all with something great to share. Before we get to the technical presentations, I'm very pleased to announce that the presidents of both the Wireless Institute and RASA have confirmed their attendance at Perth Tech, and I'll talk about them in another segment. The Master of Ceremonies for Perth Tech is Miles Burke, a successful Perth businessman, author, and entrepreneur. Some of you may remember Miles, formerly VK6, Mike Alpha Bravo, and I'm working on the former bit. A City of Swan councillor, Rod VK6RH, will welcome us to the area and open the show. You've already heard the interview with Justin, N9TTK, who is talking about his entry into contesting and what he does with it. Other presenters are Paul, VK5PAS, and his wife Maria, VK5MAZ, and they'll talk about the Worldwide Flora and Fauna Program and the Aussie chapter, VKFF. Paul will also run a VKFF workshop on Sunday, assisted by Hans, VK6XN, and Phil, VK6ADF, and they'll take the participants to three national parks, all at the same time, to demonstrate VKFF activations. More on that shortly. Rob, VK6LD, and Nigel, VK6CPU, will talk about setting up remote stations and using digital modes on remote stations. Ian, VK3BUF, and Chris, VK3QB, will give us updates on QRM Guru, and knowing Chris, he'll slip in a plug for a planned new de-expedition idea. Steve, VK6SJ, is telling us about electronic logging, and Donald, VK6JDM, is going to talk about homebrew projects and issues that may emerge and trip you up. Then Chris does an encore appearance talking to us about Morse and CW. Then we have Daniel, VK6BUS, and some of the Binar team from Curtin University, and they'll talk to us about their satellite program, and they'll also have a static display for you to look at. And Dan, VK6NAD, will tell us about the resurrection. He'll tell us how he replaces the crystals in old radios with a VFO. That's all interesting stuff. He brings junk to life. When we polled our listeners to find out what they wanted to hear about at Perth Tech, there was a strong call for information about building antennas. When it comes to homebrew antennas, Peter, VK6YSF, is your man. Some of you may be familiar with Peter's website. So at great expense to the management, we've got Peter talking to you about his exploits in antennas. That'll be very informative, I'm sure. So that's a big lineup, and we hope to keep the program running on time. I've bought a large gong and a stock whip to help in that regard. If you haven't yet registered for Perth Tech, get in before it's too late. Registrations close on the 17th of October, and there will be no door sales. I think we've said that before. Registration is at our website, vk6.net.
Covering Western Australia and beyond, this is News West, brought to you by WA Amateur Radio News, on air, online and on demand. This is VK6ARN, and I'm Mark, VK4MHQ.
Hello, this is Chris with news of upcoming Perth Tech. QRM Guru was launched at Perth Tech in 2019. Ian, VK3BUF, and Chris, VK3QB, will be at Perth Tech again this year to give you all an update. What's been happening with QRM Guru in the last 3 years? Some case studies and the new online service desk. Morse code. Morse code is dead. Long live Morse code. I'll be giving a short presentation on the oldest form of digital communication, Morse code, and why it is far from dead. Have you ever wondered why Morse code is still so popular? And how to get started, or how to improve your skills. I'll be covering off this material and also talking about how CW Ops and Fist Down Under can help. 7-3, and see you at Perth Tech. This is Chris, VK3QB.
The Japanese Amateur Radio Teleprinter Society, or JARTS, J-A-R-T-S for short, presents, again, its Worldwide RITI Contest for this year. The 30th RITI contest runs from 0:00 hours UTC on Saturday, October the 15th, that's next weekend, through to 23:59 UTC Sunday on October the 16th. They always lose a minute each end, don't they? This contest occurs every year on the third full weekend in October, and you can operate for the whole 48 hours if you wish. God help us, I couldn't. The bands allowed are 80 metres, 40 metres, 20 metres, 15 metres and 10 metres and, of course, existing band plans for your country, that's our country, must be observed. And the RITI mode is Bordeaux only. Entry categories are single operator high power, all band no power limit, single operator low power, all band RF output 100 watts or less, and multi-operator, all bands permitted, multi-TX no power limit. I know some people that would suit. You're allowed to use DX clusters. Remote operation is permitted if the physical location of transmitters, receivers, and antennas are at one station location. A remotely operated station must obey all station licence, operator licence and category limitations. The committee reserves the right to change the category of any entry, including the check logs, based on its examination of the log. And the exchange is for single operators, RST and operator age. Oh God, that's sexist. 00 is acceptable for YLs. Good grief. Multi-operator, RST and call sign owner's age. And for a multi-operator club station, RST and 99. The website is jarts.jp. That's jarts.jp. Go there and find out all about it. A ready contest. They can be fun. Also coming up next weekend is a special event station. And it's the 4X0VK special event. It isn't a contest, it's a special event station from the historic train station in Zimach in the Jezreel Valley in Israel, in honour of the Australian Light Horse Battalion that fought in that region during World War I. The Jezreel Valley Railway, or the Valley Train, was a railroad that existed in Ottoman and British Palestine, reconstituted as a modern railway in Israel in the 21st century. It runs from the Mediterranean coast inland along the length of the Jezreel Valley. The Jezreel Valley is also known as the Megiddo Valley. The Battle of Samak was fought on the 25th of September 1918 during the Battle of Sharon, which together with the Battle of Nablus formed the set-piece Battle of Megiddo, fought from 19th to the 25th of September in 1918, in the last month of the Sinai and Palestine campaign of the First World War. During the cavalry phase of the Battle of Sharon, the Desert Mounted Corps, commanded by the Australian Lieutenant General Harry Chauvel, captured the Esdraelon Plain, also known as the Jezreel Valley and the Plain of Armageddon, which is 64 to 80 kilometres behind the front line in the Judean Hills, and that was on the 20th of September when the 3rd Light Horse Brigade captured Jenin. The 4th Light Horse Brigade, Australian Mounted Division, was deployed guarding supply columns and prisoners before being ordered to attack and capture Samak on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. Here, the Ottoman and German garrison had been ordered by the commander of the Yildirim Army Group to fight to the last man. The 4X0VK special event commences on the 14th of October, so that's next weekend at 1200 UTC, and runs through to the 15th of October, so it's only a 24-hour jobby. So full details are available at qrz.com. The call sign again is 4X0VK.
Hi Dan, could you record a short, I'm me, and I'm one of the speakers at PerfTech. I'll be talking about, into subject matter, I'm looking forward to seeing you at PerfTech. Or could you get on Zoom and do it? Well, anyway, when I go to PerfTech, I'm going to be talking about DDS VFOs, retrofitted into old Bush-type radios like the old Codan you got knocking around in the shed. See you there. This is VK6NAD.
Well, you took that word literally, Dan. But anyway, well done. And now let's hear from Paul.
VK6 QRP Club runs QRP Hours contests twice during the course of the year. 1 hour is dedicated to CW and digital modes, followed by 1 hour of SSB. One contest is on 80 metres in the autumn, usually mid-April, and the other is on 40 metres in spring. These contests give you a chance to test your QRP operating skills and your QRP equipment, and also to meet other QRP operators in a fun and challenging way. The QRP Hours contest is named because of the way it's structured, with 1 hour dedicated to CW and digital modes, followed by 1 hour of SSB. The QRP Hours contest varies throughout the year, operating with slightly different conditions. Please have a look at the contest rules at the website vkqrpclub.org. The aim of the contest is to make as many contacts as possible in a 1 hour period using your choice of mode. The contest is open to all amateur radio operators. The QRP Hours 40 Meter Contest is coming up next Saturday on October the 15th, starting at 0400 UTC and ending at 0600 UTC. That's 2 hours. The first hour is CW, the other SSB. You can use the VK Contest Logger for this contest. Logs can be sent immediately after the close of the contest, and logs close on the 31st of October at 1100 hours UTC. Send your logs to vklogchecker.com.
As we told you earlier, the presidents of the Wireless Institute of Australia and the Radio Amateur Society of Australia will be at Perth Tech, and they're talking to each other right now about how they will do their presentations and whether they'll do a joint Q&A on the couch, so to speak. This is a golden opportunity for you to hear about RASA and the WIA and to meet and chat with their presidents for first-hand information. I've deliberately placed them in the time slot before lunch to give you more time to catch up with them both during the lunch break. Both Scott and Paul are looking forward to spending the day with VK6 amateurs. So guys, cash in on it. And just as an aside, this is the first visit to WA Amateurs by a Wireless Institute president since we conducted the 2013 WIA AGM in Fremantle. There's always a bit of a debate about whether history repeats or not, but we won't go there today. But we don't always think about what we're doing today as being part of our history, but it is. History isn't just boring old records of which person of royal blood committed fratricide to whom, and whether or not they gained the crown, and for how long, depending on how many siblings he had. The very ordinary but still important parts of history are often overlooked in favour of the spectacular. Here we are in amateur radio with another history edition coming up next week. We're always on the lookout for stories for the history edition, and it doesn't have to be ancient history. Besides, we've only got 100 and a bit years to draw on, so we're at least not bogged down in several centuries. We draw heavily on what's been written. Up until World War II and a little bit beyond, amateur radio was still regarded with a bit of awe, and there were regular columns in newspapers, along with news stories. Nowadays, an amateur would have to be spectacularly electrocuted at the top of his mast or on the way down for the story to make any impression on the 24-hour news cycle that exists today. We're able to draw on old newspaper stories and past amateur radio magazines to provide content for our history segments. Having said that, though, we'd love to hear more recent stories about your exploits in amateur radio. You can send your story as an email attachment to newswest@vk6.net.
My name's Justin, N9TTK, and I'm presenting a presentation at Perth Tech on contesting. Hope to see you there.
On HF, VHF and UHF, via the VK6 linked repeater network, and online, this is News West from VK6 ARN.
CQ Worldwide is the largest amateur radio competition in the world. Over 35,000 participants take to the airwaves on the last weekend of October for single sideband and in November for CW, with the goal of making as many contacts with as many different DXCC entities and CQ zones as possible. The CQ Worldwide Single Sideband Contest is on October the 29th to the 30th. This contest shares the same background story as the RTTY and CW contests. There may be a slight variation on the rules, so you need to visit the website to check them out. Please submit your log using the Cabrillo log upload page. You can access this from the CQ Worldwide website. This is a big international contest, and even if you don't participate, it's a good indicator of how the radio conditions are performing. The website, cqww.com.
Alan VK4SN recently advised that the Ross Hull VHF-UHF contest manager position is vacant. Alan is the Wireless Institute's contest committee chairperson. Alan says that if anyone with at least intermediate computer skills has an interest to take over as contest manager, would you please send him an email? Alan's email address is vk4sn@wia.org.au. The duties of a contest manager include keeping rules up to date and publicising them. After the contest manager checks the logs received from entrants, makes any scoring adjustments that may be needed, then draws up the list of results and arranges for them to be published. The final step is to notify the entrants of their results and send them their certificates or trophies. So if you're interested in taking on this role, give Alan a shout. His email address again is vk4sn@wia.org.au. Now this one's important. Earlier this year, we called for expressions of interest to run workshops on the Sunday of the Perth Tech Weekend, so that'll be the 23rd of October. We haven't been inundated with offers this year, but we do offer one workshop, and it's a ripper. And don't miss it, it's free. Even if you're only slightly interested or even curious about portable operation, this one's for you. And here it is. Paul and Maria, after having talked to Perth Tech about the VKFF program, will conduct a free workshop on Sunday. Well, it could probably be called three workshops. With the assistance of Hans VK6XN and Phil VK6ADF, they'll be taking Hams 8 into the field to activate parks. Three parks will be activated at the same time. And here's how it works. Meet at the Perth Tech venue in Gidgegan up at 12:30 p.m. Perth time. The address is 1990 2J Road. And if you drive up 2J Road and you get to the petrol station, turn around and go back about 150 metres and turn left. Paul VK5PAS, Portable 6, will take you to Walyunga National Park Lookout. VKFF0516, and that's on the south or 2J Road side of the Avon Valley. Don't go to Walyunga Park on the other side. Hans VK6 X-Ray November will take a group to Beeloo National Park, VKFF0632, and that's the park surrounding Mundaring Weir. And Phil VK6ADF will take you to John Forest National Park, VKFF0250. There'll be a short registration of interest form at vk6.net. Please fill it out if you plan to attend. It's possible, particularly with the John Forest Park, for you to meet on site. I'll leave a comment field in the form. If you decide at the last minute to come along and haven't registered, just rock up at the Perth Tech site at 12:30 p.m. I suggest you rock up into the Gidgee town site a bit earlier and try out the food options, bakery, the takeaway food shop. The Vibe service station does good food. And for those already familiar with VKFF, please consider heading out into a VKFF park yourself to make contact with the VK6 activators. It sounds like a good excuse for a drive into the hills on a spring day. The wildflowers are amazing at the moment, especially in the parts affected by last year's bushfire. And remember to bring your own snacks, water, etc. You're in the bush.
We've got some very positive news for you this week about the WIA and RASA. In a historic first, the WIA and RASA presidents have undertaken a number of joint initiatives to strengthen their relationship of respect and collaboration. Does this herald a new era of cooperation and a possible alliance between RASA and the WIA? The initiatives included several discussions and meetings with the ACMA and other stakeholders. Early in September, WIA President Scott Williams, VK3KJ, and RASA President Paul Anslow, VK2APA, met with the ACMA to discuss various matters of mutual interest. The environment was collegiate, and of special note was ACMA's positive feedback on this newfound cooperation between Australia's two peak bodies. It is noted that this is the best approach for the amateur radio sector to achieve positive outcomes with the regulator. This meeting was followed up with a joint approach to ACMA seeking support to use the AX prefix to commemorate the life of Queen Elizabeth II. There will be more on this historic effort of cooperation in the next edition of QTC. It's out in 2 weeks. 7-3 from Chris, VK3QB.
This is VK6ARN, and you're listening to News West.
We've banged on a lot about Perth Tech today, so let's just summarise Perth Tech for you. There's been a bit of information overload in today's news, but there's a reason for that. There's a day under 2 weeks before Perth Tech, and only a week before bookings close. All times given are in Western Standard Time. So Perth Tech, the main event, is all day Saturday, the 22nd of October, commencing at 8:30 a.m. followed by an optional sundowner. $20 for Perth Tech, $15 for the sundowner. You have the option of bringing your caravan or camper on Friday and or Saturday nights, $12 per night. That's a pass-on cost to the owners of the place. Catering on Saturdays by professional caterers, and it's worth far more than the $20 you'll be paying. There's a day raffle on Saturday with a prize pool of over $1,700. Two prizes are valued at around $600 each, so they'll be offered as equal first prizes, a dual band transceiver and an antenna analyzer. There's an interesting collection of smaller prizes, some valued over $100. Tickets are only $2 each. However, we plan to sell them in clumps of five at $10 because one ticket just won't be enough for a raffle of that nature. Tickets are only available on site on the day. Cash sales only. Lottery rules don't allow us to sell tickets off site or before the day. Don't forget the VKFF workshops on Sunday. Registrations for Perth Tech are at our website, vk6.net. Registrations for Perth Tech close on the 17th of October and there will be no door sales of entry to Perth Tech. So cancel your penciled-in, hoped-for garden party at Buckingham Palace and come to Perth Tech instead. You won't get a better offer.
If it's not amateur radio, it's not amateur radio news. News West is dedicated to amateur radio for amateur radio operators. This is VK6 ARN and I'm Mark, VK4 MHQ.
Well, sorry to report, we got no helpline from Roy this week. He phoned me on Friday and told me that he got no takers for anything to buy or sell. And also he's got a few other things on his mind. And so he's taking the week off. So I hope all goes well for you, Roy, and take the break and come back refreshed next week. And folks, give Roy a bit of support. Thanks for listening. And did you know that you can contact the News West team with a single email? It's newswest@vk6.net and the whole News West team receives email, so it's less likely to be lost. Thanks for listening and thanks to the broadcast and studio teams. We've pushed Perth Tech really hard this week and we'll do it again next week to ensure that you've had every opportunity to attend. Registrations are at vk6.net. We're two-thirds of our way to our usual audience size and we're hoping for many more. Our venue will cope with four times our previous crowd, so don't hesitate. And don't forget the VKFF portable workshops. If you can't get there in person, you can join in. All you have to do is get on air and make some noise.